Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on piety and staying away from all types of doubtful things. So today's hadith, عن وابسط بن معبد رضي الله عنه قال أتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال جئت تسأل عن البر قلت نعم فقال استفت قلبك البر مطمئنة إليه النفس واطمأن إليه القلب والإثم ما حاك في النفس وتردد في الصدر وإن أفتاك الناس وافتوك حديث حسن رواه أحمد والدارمي في مسنديهما. Hazrat Wabisa ibn Ma'bad radiallahu anhu narrates that I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said that have you come to ask about birr, about righteousness? Now this was the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the sahabi comes up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling that sahabi what question he came to ask. And this Allah ta'ala has inspired Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Wabisa ibn Ma'bad radiallahu anhu says that I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling me that have you come to ask me about righteousness, birr? So I replied, yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, istafti qalbak, that ask your heart. Literally it translates as, ask your heart that fatwa. Istafti qalbak, ask your heart that fatwa, what is righteousness? Now this hadith refers to people that have good hearts, people that have normal hearts. Unfortunately, you find that if a person's heart is so corrupted that every type of evil he may do, but he thinks nothing of it. Here he's talking about that type of heart where a person does wrong and he feels bad in his heart. His heart is there to tell him that what you're doing is not right. Now this type of heart is being spoken about. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the sahabi that ask your heart. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam explained what is birr, what is this righteousness that you came to ask about. Righteousness is that which the soul is at peace and the heart is at peace. What your soul, your ruh is at peace and your heart is at peace. In other words, you do something, you don't feel uneasy about it. For example, a person reads Quran Sharif. Does anyone feel uneasy that why am I doing this? Why am I reading Quran? Nobody feels uneasy. A person who's got a normal, clean, proper heart, he won't feel uneasy. In fact, he feels nice after he does something good. A person comes for Fajr Namaz, for example. He's not uneasy that why did I go for Fajr Namaz? He's not uneasy about it. Person is happy about it. He feels nice. I read my Fajr Salah. This is when the heart is correct. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that is birr. Birr is now when you do something good, you'll feel nice about it. You'll feel good. You won't feel uneasy about what you're doing. What an easy way for a person who's righteous to understand and to know. So righteousness is that which the soul is at peace with and the heart is at peace. And sin, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes on to explain, what is sin? Sin is that which creates doubt in the heart and causes hesitation in the chest. And even if people were to give you a fatwa, a verdict, and even if people were to give you a verdict, something you're not comfortable about, understand that is sin. People will tell you, no, it's okay, it's permissible. In your heart you know that I shouldn't be investing in a bottle store. I shouldn't be putting my money in a bank and taking returns from a bank. Even if all the fatwas are there, all the Sharia compliance certificates are there, I know in my heart I should not be taking money from the bank. Automatically you're feeling uneasy. This is where a man has got a clear heart. I know I shouldn't go into partnership with a person that is running casinos, a person that is doing underhand business, he's robbing and cheating. I know I'm not supposed to be doing an underhand deal. So that's why now I have to phone, I have to check up. I'm not easy at it. It's not something that is clear cut, where I'm doing a clear, straight deal and I'm happy that what I did was the right thing. So this type of thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that is something that is sin, where the heart is in doubt, a person is in doubt and is in hesitation, even if the people were to give him a ruling, then also he's not feeling right. I don't feel right about it. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. We find the pious of the past, and even now also, that they were so careful of every sin that they took. They're so careful of everything that they had. One example of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi comes to mind. When he was invited to one alim's house after Jummah Salah, so he was invited to that masjid of that alim to give the Jummah Salah, and after Salah he was invited upstairs. The alim was staying upstairs the masjid. So when he goes to the house after Jummah, it was a very hot day, so Maulana was feeling for some cold water. So he asked the person, he had an informal relationship with him, was close to him, he said, I'm feeling for some cold water if you got. So he went and opened the fridge and he saw there was no cold water in the fridge. So what he did was he took an empty jug and he told his son, go downstairs to the masjid cooler and fill up the jug of water from the masjid cooler and bring it. We can give Hazrat some water to drink. When Hazrat Maulana saw that person going with the jug, he asked him, where are you going to? He said, no, I'm just going down to the masjid to fill up cold water to bring for you. Immediately Maulana stopped him and Maulana corrected him. He said, you see, that cooler in the masjid is for those people that are coming to the masjid. It's not for private use, for people coming to visit you in your flat upstairs. Immediately he corrected him. When a person is clear, a person is pure, and even the small things that we treat as petty, although we may look at it as something petty, that yeah, he's upstairs, and just a few minutes ago he was downstairs in the masjid, so technically it's he is a visitor of the masjid. But to correct him, that cooler in the masjid is for people that are using the masjid, people that are there in the masjid, and not for your visitors that are coming upstairs, so that you may do it or you may use it for your personal. So don't do that. To such an extent, they would be careful. One person mentions to me, he says, once we came back from a journey, and we came back a bit late, so Maulana said, let's read namaz in the masjid. The masjid was closed at that time. Muazzin came, he opened the masjid, they performed the jamaat, the salah there, and then he said, okay, now let's go home. But before that, he took out a 200 rand from his pocket, asked one of the brothers, please put it in a box. So the person was surprised that we came, he read namaz, he took out 200 rand, asked someone to put it in the box. He said, I asked Maulana, why are you putting? So he says, you see that masjid lights, masjid water is meant to be used during masjid times. It's not meant to be used after hours when we are coming late now at night to use it. So we using the masjid lights and the masjid water after hours. Because we're using it after hours, it'd be nice for us to compensate the masjid for what we are using. When a person has got refinement in his heart, then he thinks about all these things, then you don't have to tell him about this shady deal and that shady deal. His deal with Allah Ta'ala is clear. There's no such thing as being side deals, there's no such thing as being underhand deals. Dealing in grey stock, the person is very, very careful. Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq. We spoke yesterday of Maulana Zuhur al-Haq, that he wouldn't even taste the food in the kitchen because the food is being prepared for the students. I don't even want to taste that. But like that, there was another alim, Maulana Inayat Ilahi Rahmatullahi. He was the principal of Darul Uloom, Mazahirul Uloom in Saharanpur. He was so careful that when he used to have a jalsa, and you know jalsas when you have, then people sponsor food for the visitors that are coming for the jalsa. He would make khidmat, he would see to everyone. He was the principal, see to everyone. And late at night when everyone is gone, the food that used to be sent to him from the home early on, around maybe Asr time or Maghrib time, food that used to come every day from his house personally. That food, cold now, he'll sit one corner and he'll eat the food from his house. But he won't even eat that food that's there for the jalsa, for the visitors. Why? Because these, the sponsored was for the visitors. I'm not a visitor in the madrasa. Therefore, I don't want to eat it. Although from a fatwa point of view, it's permissible. It's understood. But they were so careful that we don't want to take anything that is not meant for us and not due to us. Allah Ta'ala give us also that tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.